Okay, we're starting here on the bottom. Kuf Chav Ched Amud Bet, four lines up on the bottom. The Rabbanan. Hachutech kezayit basar me'ever min achai. Chadcho v'achar kach hishev alav. Tohor. Hishev alav v'achar kach chadcho tamei. Person who cuts away kezayit basar me'ever min achai, we already know that that is a distinction between ever min achai and ever min anevela. That an ever min anevela, even if kezayit basar separates away from the ever, it still has a din of nevela, because the qualification for nevela is kezayit min basar. Whereas by ever min achai, if you have a kezayit basar that poresh mimena, then it's tahor. But over here, in order to make it tameh, we saw in our Mishnah that it needs hechsher. It needs hechsher lekabel tuma, but it also has to have chishev. Chishev alav le ochel, that he wants to use it for ochel. So what happens here if he's chotcho, if he cuts off this kezayit basar, and then afterwards has a machshava about it, tahor. Then it's tahor. It's not mekabel tuma me'aviv, from the eiver min achai. The eiver min achai is tamei. Now you're slicing away a piece. There's a possibility here that the tuma from the larger eiver is then transferred to the basar that you are separating away. But if you did not give it significance until after you cut it away, then you don't have that problem. Chishev alav, on the other hand, if you gave it significance before you cut it away, and then you cut it away, tamei, then it would be tamei. Rashi points out over here, the girsa in our gemara is achotech kezayit basar ever min achai. Rashi says, v'tosefta lo garsinan kezayit, tosefta does not have a girsa of kezayit, el achotech basar me'ever min achai, without any shiur. And Rashi says, uka'on de'ika beitza. That he says the shear here is a kebetza, not a shear of kezayit. Obviously, because kebetza is ma'avir tuma. You can only be ma'avir tuma from ochel if it's the size of a kebetza. Being the size of a kezayit over here, if it comes to me tuma tochlim, will be only significant to itself, but not in its ability to give tuma to others. Otherwise, I'm not sure that it makes such a difference to the case.
It can be tamei as...
Mago,
Eber Minachai. Part of the Eber Minachai, doesn't it have tumas nevela of...
Yeah, as long as it remains a part of the Eber. As soon as it separates away from being part of the Eber, it no longer has that tumah. So Rabbi Asi lo alo be midrasho. Asi hadn't been in the midrash that day. Ashkecha de Rabbi Zera. Bumps into Rabbi Zera. Amalei, my amur be midrasho. What did you hear? What kiddush did you hear in the midrash today? Amalei, my kashloch says, what's bothering you? Obviously something's bothering you that you want to hear what they talked about in the Beit Midrash. Amalei, diktani. This Tosefta that we just quoted, Chishev v'achakachatcho tamei. If he has machshava on it, and then he cuts it off, tamei. Why is it tamei? The Eber Menachai we know is tamei. This basar that you separate away, how would it become tamei? When it's separate, it's tahor. But the suggestion here is that if you had a machshava on it prior to separating it away, you made it into ochel before you separated it, then it would have some form of tumah. Well, the tumah that we're suggesting over here is because it was connected to an Eber Min Achai. It touched the Eber Min Achai, and it got the tumah through touching the Eber Min Achai. But we already know the principle. Tumat Beit HaStarim Hi. That connection is in a place that is not visible. That touching is not like regular maga. That's maga Beit HaStarim. Utumat Beit HaStarim Lo Mitameh. And when it comes to Tumat Beit HaStarim, we saw this earlier in the Masechta, that when you have contact that's not visible, that contact is not considered to be Maga. Since it's not considered to be Maga, there is no Tumat Maga here. How was the Tuma conveyed from the Eber Min Achai to this Basar that you are separating away? Samalei, after the Didika Shuli, I had exactly that same question. Vishi Otiya, the Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel. And I asked Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel about this. I asked him, what's the story? Vamarlei, he said to me, no problem, hi Mani, who's the author of this Tosefta? Rabbi Meir he. So the author is Rabbi Meir, who we saw earlier in the Masechta, Damar, Tumat Beit HaStarim Mitameh. Tumat Beit HaStarim is Mitameh. What's that case with Rabbi Meir? The case with Rabbi Meir is the case where we have a fetus inside the mother. Behema Mekasha, that the Ubar that is inside the mother, even though it's Tumat Beit HaStarim, we said over there that it became Tameh. So the same thing over here. Here you have something that was Tumat Beit HaStarim, and even though it's separated away from the Eiver Min Achai, nevertheless, that Maga will be significant according to Rabbi Meir. So Amalei, V'lav Zigvinin Sagin Amrakamai, says, listen, Rav Asi says, I've heard this from him before, and I've told him already many times, V'amrilei, Shonilei the Rabbi Meir, Ben Tumat Dubai Yechsher, or Ben Tumat Dulo Bai Yechsher. There's a big difference between the proof that you're bringing and the case that we're talking about over here. In the case in Behema Mekasha, over there, the Ubar is Mukshar the Kabel Tuma. Because it was Nikshara Yedei, the Shechita of the mother. The Shechita of the mother was Makshir, the mother and his Makshir the Ubar as well. But over here, this Basar has no Hechshir. That's what our Mishnah says. The Mishnah says once the Basar separates away, you need another Hechshir. Because it's a new Ochel. So he says there's a big difference. Rabbi Meir over there says Tumat Bit Esterim works. Because the Ubar does not require a separate Hechshir. Therefore, the contact with the mother is okay to make it, or is enough to make it Tameh. Over here, the contact between the Basar that's going to separate away from the Evri Minachai and the Evri Minachai happens prior to the Hechsher of this Basar Minachai. And prior to getting a Hechsher, the Kabbal Tumas, over there won't work. He says, that answer doesn't work. So, Ramarovo, Amai Kushya, what's the problem? Dilma Behuksha, no problem. Maybe the Basar did have a Hechsher on it prior to it separating away from the Evri Minachai. Who says they didn't have a liquid go over it while it was still attached to the Evri Minachai? Already over here, he's being machshivit prior to his cutting it off. So if he's machshivit as ochel prior to his cutting it off, it also could have a liquid that ran over it prior to him cutting it off. So it does have actually the kabel tuma. If it has actually the kabel tuma, then that could be the explanation here that Rabbi Meir is the author of the Tosefta, and the tumat bet esterim is mitameh because it's Rabbi Meir.
It's already the part that zayin or whatever already is tameh.
That's the Gemara's next question, which is Amalei, Rabba bar Rav Chan on the Rova, Amalei Hechsher. Why do I need Hechsher? Hari mitamei tuma chamura agav aviv. As long as it's attached to the original Aver, what's the din? Like both you asked before, it's tamei tumat nevela. And we know the principle by Hechsher is anything that is sofo the tamei tuma chamura does not require Hechsher. So when it was attached to the Aver Minachai, it didn't require Hechsher. Because of the Tuma Chamura. So why is it over here? Lama li Hechsher at all? That's what he's asking him. Rava, I don't understand. You're suggesting that it should have Hechsher while it's attached to the Evri Minachai. I'm saying, why does it need Hechsher whatsoever? It's Tamei Tuma Chamura. Something that's Tamei Tuma Chamura should not require Hechsher. Vahare mitamei Tuma Chamura gav aviv. So Amalei, kishishimesh, masei etz shimesh. So this is a principle that's going to recur now numerous times through the Gemara. We're going to use all the way to the bottom of this Amud. The Gemara is going to come up with a series of cases that uses this principle. And that is, that while it was attached to the Eiver Minachai, it was not classified as Ochel. While it was a part of the Eiver Minachai, it's an extension of the Eiver Minachai, but like etz. Like a piece of wood. It has no relevance in terms of basar and achiva. We don't look at it as being ochel while it's attached in the sense that it can have a separate identity and that it takes on the tuma chamura even though it's ochel. It's not ochel. While it's attached, it's not ochel. So that tuma chamura that was associated with it, fine. That's because it's part of the aver. Part of the Aver as an extension of the Aver, not because it's basar and it's achila, but because it's part of an Aver. It's like it could be a piece of wood, like a bone, and like a sinew that's in an Aver Minachai is also Tamei Tuma Chamura, because it's part of Aver Minachai. So too over here, this basar, as being a part of the Aver Minachai, yes, it has Tuma Chamura. But it doesn't have a shame Ochel, and not because it's Ochel does it have that Tuma Chamura. You have to separate out between these two items. The Tuma Chamura is associated with the Aver, and the basar, when it separates out, will not have that tuma chamura. And therefore, you can't say that it's ois hechsher, it doesn't need hechsher. Because the tuma chamura is not associated with this kazayit basar, it's associated with the aver. And while it's attached to the aver, we're indifferent what it is. It could be anything. It could be a piece of wood that's attached to the aver, it would still be classified as being tamei, because that's the nature of an aver minachai. So you have to look at this separately. You have to look at the tuma chamura separate from then when it becomes basar, when it separates away. Then once it gets a shem ochel to it, then it was no longer sofo the tamei tuma chamura, because it's no longer mitamei tuma chamura. It separates away. It's tahor. So that's the difference. We can read it in Rashi. You can see this here. Mishishimesh oto shimush tuma chamura la b'torat ochel shimsha. It's not functioning like ochel. She'ena ever mitamei klum ayudei oto basar. This aver is not becoming tamei because there's the basar on it. Basar is not relevant to this aver becoming tamei. It's just part of a larger piece that's called an aver. And we know that bones and sinews, anything else in the aver, even if it's not edible, still has the tuma. Now you made it into ochel. Upanim chadashot ba'ulakan. It's like a new entity. When you change it into ochel, when you separate it away, when you're machshiv it and take it away, that is panim chadashot. It's not part of the original eiver. Below dami le'nevela tof tahor. It's not like nevela tof tahor. Shehi mitama adam yidei achila. That once it's eaten, it will be sofo le'tameh tumah chamura. But over here, it's not sofo le'tameh tumah chamura because you're talking about a new entity. This new entity has no shaychut to the original entity. That's why it's tahor. The reason it's tahor is because there are two different entities now. Now you got ochel, before you had a piece of wood. You changed a piece of wood into ochel. That will not have shaychut to the tumah chamura of the eiver min achai. So based on that, Rava says, I do require a new hechsher. And the solution to the problem that is raised here by Rabbi Asi is that the hechsher happened while it was still attached. The hechsher happened while it's still attached, then it will be equivalent to the case in the Behema Makasha. And when the Behema Makasha there, if hechsher happened beforehand, everybody agrees that according to Rabbi Meir, the Tumat Beit Estrim and Tumat Magaz will make it Tamei. So that's the same thing in our Tosefta. Our Tosefta authored by Rabbi Meir, Hichishe Ba'achlo, before it detached. Hechsher, before it detached. And then you have Tumat Maga, even though it's Beit HaStarim, and according to Rabbi Meir, that will give the Tumah here, and that will be the answer to why it's Tameh. It's Tameh Tumat Maga of a Nevela. So now we have more cases of this Eitz. Amar Abaye, Harei Amru, they said, Kovet Se'or, which is you have a piece of Chametz, basically, here, Se'or, which is Chametz. Then, on Pesach, it'll be problematic. But what did he do? Yichdal Yishiva. He was miyachedet to sit on it. He no longer is going to use it as its functional meaning as food, but rather he's going to make it into something to sit on. Bitela. Then it's batel legamre. Tumata. Lav deoraita. If this seor afterwards becomes tameh, you made it into a kli now. You're basically functioning like a kli. What happens? If it becomes tameh now, it should be like a kli. A kli can accept tuma. If you have a sheretz that touches a kli, the kli becomes tameh. Oh, if it comes into contact with the mate, then it can be an avatuma. That's not true by ochel. Ochel can never be above a rishon letuma. So over here you have this kofet seor, you have this piece of seor which otherwise was ochel, but now you designate it to sit on it. So now it's betela, it's no longer food, and it functions like a kli. So Abaye says about that, tumata lav deoraita. The fact that it's mekabel tuma is only a din derabonon. If you think min haTorah it's mekabel tuma, matzinu lochlim shem mitam'im tuma chamura. Because then you have a case where you have ochel, which in the end game accepts tuma chamura. We said, what we had suggested out of the pasuk is, how do we know what needs hechsher and what doesn't need hechsher? We learned it out from tumat zra'im. In the pasuk it says that zra'im require hechsher. So the limud of Tana Debei Yishmo was, like Zra'im, that never end up in Tumah Chamura, all items that don't end up in Tumah Chamura require Hechsher. Was it really true that Zra'im never end up in Tumah Chamura? Here we go. Here's a case with Zra'im ending up in Tumah Chamura. Se'or, which is Ochel, and now he turned it into a Kli. When you turn it into a Kli, it will be Mitamei Tumah Chamura. So now you do have Zra'im that end up in Tumah Chamura. So Abaye is saying it must be that this Tumah is all Derabanan. Otherwise, that statement, the Tanah Debei Rabbi Shmuel, is not correct. My answer is, because shimesh masay is shimesh. When you turn it into a kli, it's no longer ochel. It's panim chadashot ba'alukan. You turn it into wood. Just like in our case, we turned wood into ochel. Over here, you took an ochel into wood. So when it became a kli, it no longer has that shame ochel on it. It's batel. Batel means the shame ochel is gone from it. The shame ochel is gone from it. It's not so full of tamei tumah chamura. It's not ochel anymore when it becomes tamei as a kli. It's now an ace. It's now functioning like a kli. Kli can be tamei tumah chamura, but it's no longer ochel, so it's not sof the tamei tumah chamura. It's sof, it ended when you turned it into a kli. It's no longer ochel. So Rabbi, Harei Amru, Tekrovet avodat kochavim shel ochlim, mitamim v'ohel. Things that are offered up to avodah zarah, these are items that are used in the worship of the avodah zarah, if it's food, then they're mitamim v'ohel. They have a din of tumata mate, like any tekrovet avodah zarah, and there'll be mitamim boil. Tumata lav deoraita. This tuma is lav deoraita. Disaka datka deoraita. Again, if you think that this tuma is a Torah level tuma, tin lochlim, shimitamim tuma chamura. Then you end up with a case again where ochlim can end up in tuma chamura. They can reach the level of tumata mate. We said before that Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel says that Zraim never end up in tumata mate because That's how we know that only those items require hechsher. But here again, you have ochel that ends up at a level of tuma chamura. So he says that must not be a deraita. That must be a din derabbanon. Maran says again, kishishimesh must say eshimesh. You've changed the status of this item again, because this item, once it was kakrovet avodah zara, is a surbana. It's a surbana bitlo me'achila. You can no longer eat it. It becomes like wood that you're worshipping. I mean, you've taken away its function as ochel. When you take away its function as ochel, it's no longer called ochel. You can't eat it. That's not ochel. So if it's not ochel, then it's like wood. And it's tekrovet avodah zarah, yeah. So, but it's like you worship a piece of wood. You use the piece of wood to be makriv. Whatever it is, it's no longer shem ochel to it. So again, the same answer the Gemara is using is that you've changed the status of the item. You can no longer claim, you can no longer say that this is the same item that we saw before.
But in good to the case that, for instance, did he change? So you have to change the form of it. The Kovet of Adas Arai could be a beautiful lemon, and afterwards.
That's the nature of Yisra Anah. The Yisra Anah says it's no longer edible. Doesn't matter what it looks like, it's not ochel anymore. But the fact that it's not edible, that takes away its shame ochel from it. So, Amar Abai, Hari Amru, Chiburei Ochlim, Kekelim Damu. What happens if you have a kli that has a hole in it, and then you patch it up? But you patch it up with a piece of dough. So you take a piece of dough that hardens in there, and that becomes a patch for it. Abai says that the Chiburei Ochlim, that Chibur, that patch that you use the dough for, comes into its kli, is now like a kli. Tumatan lav doraita. Again, Abai suggests this has to be tumat, it's not doraita. Disakotatka doraita. If you think it's min haTorah, matzino ochel shemetamei tumah chamura. Again, now it's going to function like a kli. It's part of a kli. Then it can have tumah like a kli, and it'll have tumah chamura in the end. If that's the case, you have ochel that ends up with tumah chamura. What's the Gemara's answer going to be? Shemesh, maseid shemesh. This is similar to that previous case by the kofet seor, which is you've changed the status of the batzeik over here. This dough that you place in as a patch in the kli, you've turned it into a kli now. It's no longer going to be eaten. It's no longer going to be used or function like ochel. It became batel to the kli. It's now a piece of a kli. When it comes to a piece of a kli, it's no longer known as ochel. If it's not ochel, then you have no proof that there's tumah chamura by ochel. Some of the Rav Popa, hadetanyo, or hadetnan, that mission that we have, chilev nevela bakfarim. When it comes to the fats of a nevela in the kfarim, tzrich machshava ve'achsher. You have to eat machshivit and eat it achshir. We saw this in yesterday's daf. Rashi gave two reasons for that. In our Gemara, Rashi only gives one reason, which is that chilev lar bar achiluhu. That chilev is not generally eaten. Afilu lo ved kochavim el yadei adechak. It's not even by non-Jews, even though they're mutar to eat the chilev. They only eat it when they're pressed. When they're desperate for something, that's when they eat it. Therefore, it needs machshava and it needs achshir. So tumato, agav kulya lav deoraita. If the chelev is surrounding the kulya, which is the kidney, on the other hand, is a bar achila, and it has tumat nevela associated with it. For instance, if the animal was a nevela, and it surrounds the kulya itself is considered part of the basar of the animal, kidney, it's an edible part of the animal, therefore it will have a din of nevela. And you have this, cool, you have this fat, this chelev around it. And this chelev also has a din of nevela. The fact that this fat that surrounds it as a din of nevela is lav doraita. Tisachadatcha doraita. If you think it's min haTorah, metzino lo ochel shemetamei tumah chamura. That you see here now, that you have ochel that has a din of tumah chamura. You have this chelev, which can be changed into ochel. Now this chelev that's surrounding the kulya, now it has a basar nevela inside of it, and it takes on the character of the basar nevela. That's the case. Why does the chelev need hechsher over here? Why should chelev need hechsher? You say the chelev needs hechsher because it's not sofodu tamei tuma chamura, because it's not a bar achila. But over here, I have it surrounding this kulya, and it is sofodu tamei tuma chamura. So if it's sofodu tamei tuma chamura, then why does it require hechsher? So the answer of the Gemara is similar to all the other answers we had before, which is kishishimesh masei eitz shimesh. When it's functioning over here, around the kulya, it's not functioning as something that is ochel. Why is it when it surrounds the kulya that it's tameh? When it surrounds the kulya, it's tameh because it's functioning as a shomer. Since it's a shomer for the kulya, that's why it takes on the properties of the nevela, because it's a shomer for the kulya. When it functions as a shomer, we're not interested in the fact that it's ochel. The fact that it's ochel is irrelevant. What we want is something that's protecting the kulya that's inside. So that chelev, again, this is similar to what we started out with. But we say that it's, the item is not functioning like by the Eiver Min HaChai. The item is not functioning as Ochel in that case. It's irrelevant to us whether it's Ochel or not. Functioning or its purpose is simply to be Shomer, the Kuliah, the kidney that's inside. And in doing such, we're not going to classify it as Ochel.
When we say about the O, we say all the things we learn about the all those Yodush.
A shomer does not have to be a bar achila. A shomer does not have to be edible. A shomer can be a yoketz, which you don't eat. Can be a shomer.
No, but I'm saying various cases when you said that the things were shomer, consider them ochel.
But it's all because of the underlying item, not because of the shomer.
Exactly.
So to over here, the underlying kuliah is what makes it tamei, not because it of itself is ochel. So there, as Rashi says, la b'torat ochel hu mitamei, el b'torat shomer lo ochel. Ke'etzem, ke'karnayim, ke'talfayim. I mean, it's functioning like these inedible objects that are shomrim. So here too, it's functioning like an inedible object as a shomer. It's not considered ochel. All right, here's the last of these cases. Amrav Matna, Hari Amru, Bayit shitzichuchu bizraim, taro. So the house that you have schach on it, but the schach is made up of zraim. For instance, you use some sort of grain. Use grain that still had the kernels that are in there that would be ochel. And you put it on the roof, and you use that as schach to make an ohel to make a house. Mato lav doraita, the tumah that they would accept is lav doraita. The isach adatcha doraita, if you think it's min haTorah, mitzino zraim shemetamei tumah chomura. Then you have exactly zraim they were coming to make tumah chomura. Your question is, if you said tiaro, what's the question over here? So as Rashi explains, what happens if this house gets sarat? If this house gets sarat now, then it's mitamei bohel, and the whole house becomes as a din of tumat hamet or tumat anega. That tumat anega is only relevant if you say this isn't ochel. Because if it's ochel, then now you have ochel that takes on the properties of tumah chamura. It's reim sosof leot tumah chamura. Amar's answer, once again, is kishishimesh masej shimesh. When he puts him on there, batel azreim. He's mevatel the zera that he puts up there. And I say, ohel, chashu. Right? That it's now considered like an ohel. It's like the kli that we had before. When you put the batzek in there, it becomes a piece of the kli. It's no longer ochel. So to over here, when you put these on top, you make them into schach, you're not using them as food, as your roof. You're using them as a roof. When you use them as a roof, they lost their shame ochel. And that's why they can be now mekabel tumah. And that's why they can have the properties of an ohel otherwise that will be mekabel tumah chamura. But they're not functioning anymore like ochel. So the answer to all of these questions, the point that the Gemara is making is that ochel cannot have tumah chamura, and all these instances where it looks like ochel is having tumah chamura, that's because it's lost its function as ochel. It no longer is ochel. When it's no longer ochel, then it's not ochel that's mekabel tumah chamura. It's a piece of wood that is mekabel tumah chamura because you're not using it, or its function is no longer as ochel. Right now we're going back to the Mishnah. The last line in the Mishnah was Rabbi Shimon mitaher. Rabbi Shimon is mitaher. The last case that we discussed in the Sefer of the Mishnah is a case where you had an Eiver or Basar HaMiduldal, and then the animal dies. So Rabbi Meir says about that when the animal dies, if it's an Eiver, it becomes Eiver Min HaChai, because Mitos and Nipul. If it's Basar, then it's Basar Min HaChai, because Mitos and Nipul, but that's not Mekabel Tumah, because it's Basar Min HaChai. Basar Min HaChai requires Hechsher. In order to become Tameh, it needs to accept the Tumah in the future. Rabbi Shimon is Mitaher. So Mar wants to know, Manafshach, what's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon? I Mitos and Nipul. If the Mita causes severing, then Rabbi Meir is right. That it should be Eiver Min HaChai, and he should, Rabbi Shimon, say it's Tamei, because of Eiver Min HaChai. If Mita doesn't do Nipo, what are you left with over here? What's a dead Behema? It's a Neveila. Then there should be an Eiver Min HaNeveila. Well, you only have two choices. It's either Eiver Min HaChai or Eiver Min HaNeveila. Which one is Rabbi Shimon taking up? So Rabbi Shimon, a Reisha Koi. When he says Mitaher, he's not going on this case of the Seifa, he's going on the Reisha case. Ha'Eiver va'basar ha'medul dalim b'behema. The first case in that Mishnah, which is if you have these Eiver or Basar that are hanging off the animal, mitamei tumatochlim b'mkoman. The Tanakama said that they are mitamei tumat ochlin, even though they're still attached. They're not going to be mitamei nevela, because they're not yet Eiver Min HaChai until they detach. But in place, they will be mikabel tumat ochlin. B'tzrichin hechsher. And of course, they need hechsher, because it's talking about tumat ochlin. Rabbi Shimon mitaher. And that's on what Rabbi Shimon says it's tahor. It can't even have tumat ochlin. So I'm Rabbi Asi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Shimon. What's the reasoning behind Rabbi Shimon? Why does Rabbi Shimon over here say that it can't have tumat ochlin? So Amar Kura, because this is Rabbi Shimon Lashitate, the Pasuk says, Mikol Ochel Asher Ye'achel. Ochel Shata Yechol Achilo Lacharim, Koring Ochel. Something that you can give as food to others, that's called Ochel. Ochel Shiata yechola achilo lacharim, ochel that you cannot feed to others, in a karui ochel. That's not called ochel. What's the problem with this item over here? What's the problem with this basar eira medudal? Nobody can eat it. What are your options over here? It's attached to the animal. Now, while it's attached to the animal, it's not ra'oi for an adam to eat it. That's not a Jew and not a non-Jew. Neither of them can eat it. It's basar minachai, it's eira minachai, and there's a restriction for a ben noach, as well as for Israel, to consume it. So while it's still attached, it can't be classified as ochel. If it can't be classified as ochel, how could it have tumat ochlim? So he said it's mufkami tumat ochlim. So that's the position of Rabbi Shimon. That's why he says miter. So I'm going to say Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Asi, dilma taimi Rabbi Shimon hotam, holu mura mura. How do you know that that's the reason of Rabbi Shimon? Maybe the reason for Rabbi Shimon and the ratio is because it's still attached. And as long as it's attached, it can't become ochel, because while it's attached, you can't eat it. That's not, we had this Mishnah, we did this yesterday. Yichor shel teina, you have a branch of a fig tree that has fruit on it, shenifshach, that it pulled, broke away from the main tree, umurev klipa, but it's still attached by the bark. Rabbi Yehuda mitaher, he says it's tahor because it's still classified as being part of the original tree, it's mechuber lekarka. Chamim amim, inyochol lichloyot tahor. Vimlav, tamei, it depends. If it can live, it's sustained off the main tree, then it's mechubar. If not, then it's talush. Ramina docha, my time at Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason Rabbi Yehuda says that it's tahor? It's considered mechubar. Ramar Talan, you told us the reason Rabbi Yehuda is hol mure mure. Since it's attached, it's attached. So let's say the same thing by Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says in the ratio of the Mishnah, why is this ochel tahor? It's attached to the behema. As long as it's attached, a behema is not mekabel tuma. As long as it's attached, he'll be like Rabbi Yehuda. He'll be shared the same sheet as Rabbi Yehuda. So if that's the case, the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon and his mitahara in the ratio can't be for what Rabbi Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, because it's not ochel. It's not the deal not being ochel. It's because it's attached. As long as it's attached, it's tahor. Samalei emtsayita. Must be on the middle case in the Mishnah. Nishchata beima okshara bidamea, divi Rabbi Meir. That if you shech the beima, it's mukshar the kabel tuma because of its blood. That's the shechita of Rabbi Meir. Yishivan Omer, lo okshuru. There's no ekshar here, ayadei, the blood of the shechita. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Shimon. So this is, on this part is where Rabbi Asi and Rabbi Yochanan said this. What's the reason Rabbi Shimon? I'm a kra, mikol ochel asher yachel. Ochel shata yechol achilo lacherim, kori ochel. Ochel she'ena tayechol achilo acherim, ein kari ochel. Only something that you can feed to others is called ochel. This, if you feed it to others, is not kari ochel. Because you have here a basar hamidudal, you have an aver hamidudal, that are otherwise classified as aver minachai or basar minachai. If they're aver minachai or basar minachai, until they are severed, shkita inos nipul, they were not edible until after the shkita. This meduldal, this hanging aver, this hanging arim is not considered as ochel. If it's not considered ochel, no? Then they can't be mekabel tuma. And the shechita didn't do anything to change that. The meshabile shechita ochla, hovenu koroi ochel. Shechita can't be matir something if it's not ochel. It has to be a part of the beima in order to be nitar. The shechita is not relevant to it in terms of being matir to be ochel. If it's not ochel, then hefsher is not relevant by it as well. So what Rabbi Asi Rabbi Yochanan is suggesting, the reason for Rabbi Shimon, the reason Rabbi Shimon is Matair over here, is because this item is not an ochel. It's not an ochel because the shechita is not relevant to it. Why is the shechita not relevant to it? Because it's basar medudal, it's Avram medudal, and the shechita has no effect on it. Because that's not an edible item, that's not part of the animal anymore. A ben Noach can't eat it, a Yisrael can't eat it. Since a ben Noach and Yisrael can't eat this Avram medudal, therefore it doesn't have a status of ochel, therefore the shechita is not effective on it. If the shechita is not effective on it, then it also can't be mekabel echsher. It's in Rashi over here. You see, Rashi says, "Lo chesh Rabbi Yosi shundal avnei kibulei tumaninu lo meshav lehu shkita uchla ho veino koroi ochel." It's not called ochel. Since it's not ochel, shkita can't make it into uchla. Shkita can't make it into uchla. The shkita can't be makshir it. Oh, the way shkita works is shkita is makshir because it's a matir. Since the shkita makes it edible, so therefore it also is makshir it to be mekabel tuma. That's the shita of Rabbi Shimon. So over here, since this will not be ochel, this is not called ochel, because it's eiver medudal, basar medudal, and it's not edible, therefore the shechita doesn't make it into ochel, and therefore it won't be mukshar lekabel tuma, because it's not ochel. Shechita can't affect it, because it's not ochel. Bedilma, time of the Rabbi Shimon, bahoyi, maybe the reason why Rabbi Shimon in that middle case is ida kidrabo, ikid Rabbi Yochanan. That's like yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf, we had a series of Amoraim trying to explain what the reason of Rabbi Shimon is in the Mishnah. We had Rabba, we had Rabbi Yochanan, either is Behema Nasei Eiver, Yad the Eiver, or is it Yad the Hechsher? Can you have a Yad the Hechsher, not have a Yad the Hechsher? Those were the reasons of Amoraim. We had other reasons to explain Rabbi Shimon. You don't have to use Rav Asi and Rabbi Yochanan's reasoning over here. You could just use the reasons that we had in yesterday's daf. That may be the reasons of Rabbi Shimon. Elololam ha-seifa. So now we're back to the seifa. Lav a-aver. It's not going on the aver in the seifa. That was the case. The aver case is a case where it was mu'reh, and we said that was the reasoning over there. So what's the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon? Lav a-aver el basar. It's going on the basar part. Meta ba'ema ha-basar tzarich hechsher. If the animal dies, the basar needs hechsher. Rabbi Shimon mita'er. Shimon says, no, it's tahor. It doesn't require hechsher. It can't have hechsher. It's not relevant. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, my time is Rabbi Shimon amarka mikol ochel asher yachel. Ochel shata yochol achilo lacharim, kari ochel. Basar minachai is something that nobody can eat. You can't feed basar minachai to anybody. Ochel shata yochol achilo lacharim, ain't kari ochel. Can't be kabel tumat ochel. Hechsher is not even relevant, right? Because it won't be kabel tumat ochel, because it's not ochel anymore. Basar minachai is ois ochel. If it's no longer ochel, then there's no din of tumah, there's no din of hechsher. And that's on what Rabbi Shimon is making a statement. He's making a statement about basar minachai. Ein ochanami, that when it comes to Eiver Minachai is mitamei, because of Eiver Minachai, it has nothing to do with ochel. So he will agree with Rabbi Meir, who says that an Eiver after mito is mitamei tumah. Rabbi Shimon's not mitaher there. Where's Rabbi Shimon mitaher? He's arguing on basar minachai. Basar minachai, the mitos and nipul, now that basar is no longer attached to the animal, it's basar minachai. Basar minachai is tahor. Rabbi Meir says, oh, then if it has hechsher, it can be mekabel tumah, because it's ochel. Rabbi Shimon says, what are you talking about? It's not ochel. Nobody can eat this basar minachai. A Jew can't eat basar minachai. And a goy and a ben noach can't eat basar minachai. If it's inedible, it can't have tumat ochel. And therefore it's tahor. Mitaher means tahor legamre. It will never have the din of tumah, because it's not ochel. Because Rabbi Meir doesn't hold of that principle. Rabbi Meir doesn't hold the principle that it has to be roi l'achila. If it's ochel, even though it's not roi l'achila, it can still be mikabel tumah. That's Rabbi Shimon's principle, not Rabbi Meir's principle.
So he holds mita osanipo.
Right, everybody holds mita osanipo. But kol shekein, and obviously Rabbi Shimon argues on the seifa, that kol shekein the poligareisha, shei mechubarim. Then he certainly argues on the reisha when it's still attached. Meaning, if he says when it's detached, it's not ochel, then certainly when it's attached, it's not ochel, and Rabbi Shimon will argue on the reisha. Now, we don't need a pasuk for the reisha, because we could learn now, holy me'ure me'ure, we don't need a pasuk to teach me that reason. But once we know his reasoning and the seifa, it equally applies to the reisha as well. We just don't need Rav Asi or Rabbi Yochanan to teach us that about the reisha. Once they've taught us about the seifa, the truth is the din is same and the seifa will be same of the reisha. They don't even have to use me'ure, you could say it's not roi la'achila. But that wasn't the only way you could explain Rabbi Shimon in the reisha. You have multiple ways to explain Rabbi Shimon, but in a seifa, that's the way to explain him. Once we've done that, in the reisha, we'll also explain it that way, which is that while it's still attached to the animal, it's not edible. If it's not edible, it's not mikabel tuma.
But here we're talking about the basar.
Right, so the basar is a different case. So basar osanipul, even Rabbi Meir agrees it's tahor. Their argument is about what status going forward. Rabbi Meir says it's basar minachai is tahor, but it can be mikabel tuma going forward. That's why it can have hechsher, it can have other things. Rabbi Shimon says that basar minachai going forward is still tahor because it's not basar anymore. It's not ochel. It's not ochel. It can't be mekabel tumah. So yes, it's tahor and it will remain tahor because it cannot be mekabel tumah. So that's the conclusion of the Gemara. Okay, next Mishnah. Haver basar midudalim be'adam. Now we have an aver or basar. They're hanging off a person. Tehorim. They remain tahor because they're mechubar to the adam, so they remain tahor. Meit adam. The person passes away. Habasar tahor. Haver mitamei mishum aver minachai. Then the aver that separates away, the mitos and nipul, you have the same thing here. You have basar minachai and you have aver minachai. Basar minachai is tahor. Aver minachai is mitamei mishum aver minachai. Ve'enu mitamei mishum aver minameit. Classified as aver minachai and not aver minameit. Divrei Rabbi Meir. And over here, Rabbi Shimon mitaher. So now, the aver minameit, the distinction between them is, if you look at Rashi explains it here, aver mitamei mishum aver minachai, but Gemara refresh, ma'ika ben aver minachai, the aver minameit. Aver me'adam chai, mitamei b'maga, u'masa, u'be'ohel. It's tumat, maga, masa, and ohel, which is the same as a mate. The regular tumat amate. Aval, kezayit basar, ve'etzam kiseora. If you have kezayit basar minameit, a regular mate, kezayit ben masar, has the same din as a mate that's mo. Etzem kisse ora, you have a bone the size of a barley seed that breaks away from a mate. It's made to mat magal masa, not to ohel, but it has a din like the mate. That's only true when it severs away from the mate. If it severs away from an eiver minachai, a pareish min eiver minachai, no mitamei. Uvemeiver minamate mitamei. So the same distinction that we drew with the animal, that eiver minachai and eiver minavela have the same din, they're both tomei to mat nevela, the nafkamina is when something breaks away from them. Something breaks away from an eiver minavela, like a zayit basar, then it has a din like nevela. If you have a kazayit basar that breaks away from an eiver min achai, it's tahor, tahor legamre. So the same distinction will be true by human beings. The eiver min ameit and an eiver min achai have the same status. They're tamitameit, matmeit, mago, masa, ohel, they're the same. The difference between them is that something breaks away from them. If a kazayit basar breaks away from an eiver min ameit or from a meit, it has tumat hameit. Etzim kisora that breaks away from a mate has a din of a mate, missing oil, but has the same din as a mate. That's not true by an Eber Minachai. Eber Minachai, if a basar breaks away from it, or an etzim kisora breaks away from it, it's tahor. Again, parallel to the case of the behema, that's true now by the Adam. So now again, Rabbi Shimon Manofshach, that Rabbi Shimon's mitaher, we have the same problem we had in the previous Mishnah. Im mitos en nipol v'tamei mishum Eber Minachai. If mitos en nipol, this Eber that's hanging on, that should be tumat Eber Minachai, which is the same as tumat amet, just things that separate away from it will be tor. V'einat en mitos en nipol, tamei mishum Eber Minamet, then it should be a part of the mate, and it should be Eber Minamet, tamei tamei for that. Shimon ba'almakoi. Rabbi Shimon is talking in general, in a generic sense. Tekamar tana kama Eber mitamei mishum Eber Minachai, v'einat mitamei mishum Eber Minamet, almo, Eber hamet ba'alma mitamei. And Eber min amet in general is mitameh. V'amar le Rabbi Shimon, Eber min amet v'alma lo mitameh. That an Eber min amet is not mitameh. Titanya, v'abraita, I'm Rabbi Lezer, shamati, she Eber min achai mitameh. Rabbi Lezer says that Eber min achai is mitameh. What does he infer from that? That an Eber min amet will not be mitameh. That's the deal he makes out of the statement. Rabbi Lezer comes to teach you that Eber min achai is mitameh, but an Eber min amet will not be mitameh. Is mitameh ba mago masa, not ba ohel. So in order to be tameh like a mate, it means to have tumat mago masa and ohel, then it has to have a kazayit basar on it. If it does not have a kazayit basar on it, then it has not a din. There's no such thing as called eiver min amet. Eiver min achai has a status. That's called eiver.
Like a small toe, let's say.
So you don't have a kazayit basar for, if it was eiver min achai, it would be mitameh like a mate. Mago masa ohel. If it's an eiver min amet, not mitameh ba ohel, because it needs a kazayit basar on it. Kazayit basar, it's not mitameh bohel. This seems to be the distinction that Rabbi Lezer is making. Rabbi Lezer says, Shamati she'ever min achai mitameh. So ever min achai is mitameh, but not ever min ha-meit. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, min achai, v'lo min ha-meit. Just because you heard it about achai means it's not by a mate. The kal v'chomer. It's a kol shekein. If by ever min achai, it's mitameh. My chai shu tahor. Achai, a living person in general, is tahor. Ever operation menu tameh mate. And a neighbor that separates away from them is tamei mate. Mate, someone who's dead. Shu tamei. And a neighbor pulls away from it. Lo koshkin, it's mitamei. It should be a kal v'chomer. That's the response that Rabbi Shua has to Rabbi Lezer. Katuv Megillah Tanit. We have a din in Megillah Tanit, which is Pischa Zira, Pesach Katan, Delog Misbeit. You don't have Espeidim on Pesach Katan. So what do you mean? Ha, Rabba, the Misbeit? That means a Pesach Gadol. In regular Pesach, you can't have Misbeidim? No, it's a koshkin, a lakotokin. It's a kosher kid. Saying, look, just because the Megillah Tanit doesn't say anything about regular Pesach, only talks about Pesach Katan, doesn't mean only Pesach Katan, not Pesach Gadol. It's clear that they made a statement about the larger Chiddush, and it's true of the others. Hachanami Kodachin, and so too over here. Smalei Kach Shamati. He says, that's the Mesorah I have. Sorry, the Mesorah I have is, Eber Minachai is Mitameh, Eber Minameh is not Mitameh, unless it has a Kazayit Basar on it. So that's his Mesorah. And that's what Rabbi Shimon is saying over here. Rabbi Shimon is addressing the more general case of Eiver min amet is mitameh. Eiver min achai is not mitameh. Ma'ika ben Eiver min achai le'Eiver min amet. So what's the difference? This is what we read in Rashi on the Mishnah. What's the difference between an Eiver min achai and Eiver min amet? Kazayit basar ve'etzim ksura parish mi'Eiver min achai ike ben ayu. The difference between them is when you have a kazayit basar or an etzim ksura that separates away from them. By Eiver min achai, those items will be tahor. By Eiver min amet, they will retain their tumah, and they'll be mitameh kemet, even when they separate away from the Eiver min amet. Titnan, we have a Mishnah in Idiot. Kazayit basar operesh me Eiver min achai, if you have kazayit basar that leaves an Eiver min achai. Rabbi Eliezer, mitameh. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Rabbi Yeshua, mitarim. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana say they're tahor. Etzem kise ora, if you have an etzem sura operesh me Eiver min achai, that separates away from Eiver min achai. Mechunya minit mitameh. Even though Rabbi Mechunya was mitaher before by the basar, by the etzem he is mitameh. Belezer and Rabbi Yeshua mitarim. Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua are mitaher. So even though Rabbi Elezer said by the basar that it's tameh, over here by the etzem he says it's tahor. Rabbi Yeshua is the only consistent shita here. He says it's tahor in both cases. Both the etzem kisora and the basar that separate away are tahor. The Mishnayot continue over there. And they say to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Rabbi Lezer, Hishvah Shitatchem, make yourself consistent. Either something that separates away from an Eber ben Achai is Tahor, or it's Tamei. Why do you have, according to Rabbi Lezer, you have the Basar be Tamei, and not the Etzem? Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, the other way around. The Etzem is Tamei, and the Basar is not. So Rashi brings that discussion, but they say that there's a difference between Etzem and Basar, because there's a Riboy Tuma by them, and therefore they have their Shitot. Nevertheless, you have Rabbi Yeshua's Meteir, Hashta the Ati Lahochi. Once you've explained all of this, then Tamakama Rabbi Shimon Nami, that could be the machok between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama here. Until now we explained that Rabbi Shimon really wasn't arguing on the Tanakama. He was just explaining to us that Eber Min Achai, a general statement, that when it comes to Eber Min Achai, it's Mitameh, Eber Min Ameit is not Mitameh unless it has Kazayt Basar. So that's a general principle. That's what we explained. Rabbi Shimon Mitair. Mitair means by Eber Min Ameit that doesn't have Kazayt Basar. That's the principle. That's what he's establishing in our Mishnah. That's the machok between him and the Tanakama. Of course, similar to the machok between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. That's what we suggested. The Gemara says, well, once you've gone this far, we could actually re-explain the machok between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama. Chosin Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama will be something that is Poresh Min Han Eber Min Achai. Something that's Paresh Min Adam, Eber Min Achai, what's its status? The Tanakama will either hold like Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akana or Rabbi Eliezer. Only one of the two is Tameh. Either Basar or Etzem, depending on which Shita he takes, whether it's Nechunya Ben Akana or Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yeshua, that both are Tahor. That no matter what, it's Tahor. Etzem Ksara, Basar, that Paresh Min Aver, Tahorim. And that's the machlokus between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon on our Mishnah. If you look in Rashi, the last Rashi, Rashi, Dadid Olchei, Dakar, Tam, Etzem Ksara, Basar, Paresh, He's not arguing about that general principle of Eber Min Ameit, like the Machogos between Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Yoshua. Ela ben Tana, Kam Rabbi Shimon, Demanita, Nami, Kazai, Pasar, Ve'etzim, Kisara, Yikam, and Ayu. That's the difference between them. Meaning, exactly what we just described here, the difference between Eber Min Achai and Eber Min Ameit. Ba'apligay, Im Eber Min Achai, Chaluk, Eber Min Ameit, Bishtehem, O Ba'achad Mehem. How different is Eber Min Achai from Eber Min Ameit? Is it different in both classes? The Etzem Kisora and the Basar Min Ameit, only in one of them. The Tanakama, Inu Chaluk El Bachad Mehem. The only one of them. The Tanakama, Savar Iker Rabbi Lezer, Dimitamei Basar, Parish Meiver Min Achai, Ube Etzem Kisora, Parish Meil Mitaher, or Rabbi Nechunya, Damar Ipcho, Vachikamar, Eiver Tamei, Mishum Eiver Min Achai, Ube Basar, Parish Meinu Tamei, Vetzem Tahor, Rabbi Lezer, or the Etzem Stamei, and the Basar Tahor, Rabbi Nechunya, Veloj Mishum Eiver Min Ameit. The Shneim Tameim Bo. Even Rabbi Shimon will agree that Eber Min Ameit is Tameh. He'll agree with Rabbi Yoshua. Everybody holds like Rabbi Yoshua that Eber Min Ameit is Matameh. Rabbi Shimon, and why is Rabbi Shimon Mitaher? Ben Etzem, Ben Basar, Purish Menu, Savarka Rabbi Yoshua. He'll hold like Rabbi Yoshua in the Mishnah from Ediot. Shneim. Vader Etzmo, Achanami de Mitameh, the Rabbi Shimon. He'll hold like Rabbi Yoshua in both cases. Hold like Rabbi Yoshua that Eber Min Ameit is Mitameh. And hold like Rabbi Yoshua that a Basar and Etzem, that a Purish Min Eber Min Ameit are Tehorim. And that'll be the machloket in our Mishnah. Not that he holds like Rabbi Elezer against Rabbi Yeshua, that Eber Min Ameit is not mitameh when it has less than a kazayit basar. No, he holds that it is mitameh, just like the Tanakama. The machloket is about this idea of when it's Paresh Min Eber Min Achai, what's the status? Rabbi Shimon says, I'm like Rabbi Yeshua, everything's tahor that separates away from the Eber Min Achai. Tanakama is either like Rabbi Elezer or Rabbi Nechunya Kana, and they'll end up that only one of the two is the Hor, either the Etzem or the Basar, depending on who you hold, and that's the Machloket in our Mishnah. Alright, with that, we conclude the Peret.